Hello, friends. Welcome back to the Fearlessly Fit Faith podcast. I am so excited to be here. Typically, I do a 3 months on and a 3 months off type thing with the podcast, but things have been changing so much for me, and it's so good. I learned a lot about myself and like just where the Lord is calling me. And in this last year, I just really learned how to steward life in a new way. I also am much more grounded in my beliefs just because of what we've walked through in the last year, which some of those things we will talk on in this very episode, actually. But then just going forward, and I'm just super excited to bring the word to us. To us all, and I am just like hoping and praying that through it all, I am encouraged myself. And I know that the Lord is going to do that because He is so good, and He's continued to do that in the last few months. If I didn't have His peace, I don't know what I would do, truly. And I know how I would live like, honestly, I would live very much like the world. And that makes me sad just looking. So anyways, I have a lot of joy and peace right now in this season. But I've just realized, honestly, like as of today, like there is just like inner work that the Lord is like wanting to do in me in this season. And I'm really excited to walk it out. I'm always super thankful for the ways that He's growing us. And yeah, I'm just going on a mini tangent right now, just kind of like sharing where my head is right now. But yeah, so anyways, I am just really thankful for what the Lord is doing and just the ways that I've grown. Honestly, within the last 8 months, I have grown so much, and a lot of it was just like really rigid growth, where I didn't expect it. So it was just like, oh, how do I do this, you know? And it was just a lot, honestly. But I got through it because His joy is just so present in my life. And I'm really excited about that. And yeah, so this podcast episode is just kind of like an intro to what's been going through my mind in the last 8 months and just some of the things that I'm learning. And I don't fluidly talk about a lot of them because, again, like I am still learning, and I do go out of my way to, find my own sources, whatever. Anyways, but yeah, so we are just kind of like touching on social justice and like kind of like how I have grappled with that. We're talking a little bit about critical race theory and how I've grappled with that. And yeah, I'm excited for you to listen to this. I'm excited for you to just hear where my head is. Hopefully fruitful conversations come from this. And I know for sure that the Lord will do that. I have had so many fruitful conversations in the last few months about many of the things that I touched on in this podcast episode. So yeah, without further ado, we're going to get into it. I don't know if I want to have a traditional like intro like I used to have. I think what I want to do is share a song that I am currently enjoying. Spotify is actually like the new owner of Anchor. And if you didn't know, Anchor is what I use to put out my podcast, and I can share snippets of music. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to share just like a random snippet of the music that I've been enjoying. This is another thing that I've been thinking a lot about, just about a lot of the false teachers that are out there right now, and just like celebrity pastors and things like that. And a lot of these celebrity pastors will have like music that people listen to on a daily basis, and it be on the radio and like things like that. So I'm always finding and looking for new music that is just like based in the Word. So I'm just going to share those with you guys each time that I post a podcast episode. And you're going to find new music that is based on scripture, good, holy, and true, and may even convict you. So yeah, anyways, this is 4 minutes. What a long intro. I am excited to be here. Okay, one last thing, actually. The Lord has been working on discipline within my life. I am going to say this and then I'm going to correct it. I used to be just so much more disciplined in a way that I want to be now, But I was listening to something the other day, and they talked about, I should have looked it up before I hopped on here, but in scripture, Paul says to strain for what's ahead, and I realize that when I am constantly looking backwards and straining for a way that I used to be, I'm going the wrong way. So I'm going to be straining for what's ahead and becoming disciplined in a new way and not allowing what's behind me to stress me out or make me try and like pressure myself to be better disciplined. There is a new way that the Lord wants for me to be disciplined in this season, and I'm excited to start living that out and just carry that into the rest of my life. So anyways, I don't know why I went on that tangent, but I hope that you enjoyed this little bit of info about me just today. It's been a really good day. So yeah, I'm excited to be here, and I love you, friend. And yeah, enjoy the podcast episode and the song. So there's actually not going to be a song here. I learned in editing that if I were to do that, then the podcast would only be shared on Spotify, just because the songs are coming from them and Spotify now runs Anchor. So no song. I will include the song that I was thinking of down in the show notes so that you can listen to it and just find some good wholesome music. So yeah, I hope you enjoy this podcast episode. Oh my gosh, I am so excited to be here. So, I am currently sitting in a little, maybe like 10 by 6, it's more than 10 by 6 space. Anyways, I am sitting in this really cool little space. In my personal life, I've been doing some networking for a new job because the Lord is just like really spending a lot of time molding my heart and preparing me for not just this next season of life, but the rest of my life. And it's so awesome that I'm even saying that, because just last night at the young adults ministry that I'm a part of through my church, they were just talking about like the path that we're on and just how in our early 20s, like what we're doing now is really foundational for the rest of my life and or for the rest of all of our lives. And the Lord has just really been reminding me of that in the last year, and it's just super exciting to be where I am now and to know what I know now and just be so excited about going out and doing what He's called me to. My heart is like literally so warm right now, and I could cry because this time last year, okay, I'm gonna try not to cry. This time last year, I was just so scared. I was so scared of what He was calling me into. You know, like I've always known that He wanted me to use my voice and go out and like share with people. But I just didn't really realize the impact that I would have and just like how closely like people truly follow what I say. And I mean, I take that to Him, you know, like it's like our words are so powerful, and I always want to make sure that like everything that I'm saying is just like so backed up by truth. And I'm just walking through that in this year and just seeing what it, you know, like what it looks like truly to walk alongside Him. So I'm just going to kind of like share what I've been doing in the last few months. To start, I'm not on my personal Instagram anymore, which is just so wild because when I started sharing on Instagram, you know, just like my life and everything, I had such a passion for it because I know that the Lord wants me to share my life and be an example, you know, to not only like my friends, but the world. You know, the world needs to see more godly women and more godly women, men who are just like chasing after the Lord. And I was just like super scared of that in my own life. Like, what would this look like? And just for so long, I felt so unworthy of a godly life. And it's like, whoa, you know, like why feel that way? And, the Lord's just been reminding me that it has nothing to do with me. You know, I was actually reading in Psalm just last night, and I'm actually just going to go to that right now. So I brought my Bible to the recording place and then left it in my car. So I'm using my phone. I'm not seeing the notes that I wrote in my Bible last night. But Psalms 25,
7 says, "Do not remember the sins of my youth or my acts of rebellion in keeping with your faithful love. Remember me because of your goodness." And that was such a reminder to my heart last night as I was just like praying and just like walking this season out. Like, it is because of his goodness that I'm where I am now. Not anything, you know, that I could do on my own, but even like, oops, the seat. Even through just like all of my sin, you know, all of our sin, like he remembers us out of his goodness, you know, which is just so beautiful. And then, you know, it's just so awesome. So yeah, I am not on my personal Instagram. The Lord is just like really working in me to foster my in-person relationships, and it's just so exciting. It's been so beautiful, even just within the last month, to just spend time with people whom I love and just like really care for, and he's equipped me to do that, which is just really amazing. And yeah, so that was, I guess, kind of the big thing in the last month or so. But even bigger is just in this last, I mean, I guess the last 8 or so months of 2020 was, I mean, a weird year, so weird, and hard on many fronts. But you know what, I've come out with so much more joy. You know, there were just so many people who were trying to write off the year, and I get it, like, it was hard, you know, but, like, I just never want to write off anything when God is moving so fervently throughout it, and God moved so beautifully all throughout 2020, not just in my own life, but in so many people's lives, you know, and when we're just, like, so focused on ourselves, we miss out on what he's doing. Yeah, so before I dive too deep into what I want to be like the main part of this podcast episode, I just want to say that, I mean, I've really grown in just like equipping other people. It's something that I did not know that I desired even a year ago. I found that to be scary. I found the calling that the Lord has placed on my life to be scary. And you know, I'm really excited to be where I am now and to just love people and care for people right here where I'm at. So I just want to kind of like talk about what Fearlessly Fit Faith will be going forward. If you're listening to this and you follow me on Instagram, you probably already know that I'm on a podcast network now, and I'm so excited. The Lord placed it on my heart. Around like September, October of 2022, just kind of like start searching for a podcast network. Honestly, I don't really know why, but I knew it would be beneficial. And I was just looking at a few different places. And within the last few weeks, I am now on the Good Lion Network, and I'm just super excited about it because that gives me just more opportunities to just like speak with people and just kind of like have somebody backing, you know, Fearlessly Fit Faith, you know, and just where we'll go from here. And it's super exciting. So I'm just really glad that, that I'm with them. And yeah, so it's so exciting. And then also just going forward, man, Fearlessly Fit Faith has changed so much within the last few years. You know, I started out just like sharing my journey and like what I was learning, and it was like more motivational, which is like, it's not bad, but I just really want to dig into the nitty gritty now, you know. And then I also just like went through like caring for a whole person. It matters so much to me to like care for a whole person, and I truly believe that when we care well for ourselves, you know, in light of scripture, and not what the world has to say, we are just so much better equipped to go out and serve other people. And I truly don't say that in a self-helpy way, because I know, I mean, there's so much self-help stuff out there, but like when we care for ourselves in light of scripture, life is just so much more beautiful, because there is a way that the Lord wants for us to live, and there is purpose in that, and it's just super exciting. But as I go on in Fiercely Fit Faith into this season, I actually don't know if I'm going to keep doing seasons, if I want to keep doing seasons, or if I just want to do like a bi-weekly type thing. We'll see. Whatever the Lord desires for me to do, I will say right now, it will most likely be bi-weekly that I'm recording and just like uploading. And I have some exciting conversations that I'm just like super excited to get out there. But yeah, I will say I'm going to a place where I am just like focusing more on, okay, like what are we seeing in the world? Like how can we combat this? And then just really helping us to live godly lives. That is something that excites me so much and something that, you know, I haven't really like ever learned in life, you know? And I just want to be able to do that and equip people in that, you know? I mean, there's so many of us who just go around and we don't really know scripture, you know. We'll go to some super emotional event where, we think that, yeah, you know, like I have Christ, but like it's sometimes at those super like emotional events that maybe you're dismayed. Is that the word that I want to use? I don't think so. But like led astray. And I feel like there will be many people who come out of just like those big types of events that just truly don't know Christ and maybe even like in their life, you know, and not be in heaven. And it's just, it makes me so sad. And I just really want for people to know Christ and to show him. So yeah, like I really want to equip people with truth. You know, there's so much things that are false out there and just leading people astray. And I mean, I just have beautiful stories of that in my own life just within the last like week, you know, of just being able to lead people to the true gospel. Like I just want to be able to help everybody be able to do that. And I know like it will probably be a little bit more difficult doing that from a podcast because I truly believe that being knee to knee with people is really what changes lives. So anyways, Fearlessly Fit Faith is going to be just about like equipping people to know the gospel and then to go out and share it. I've just been so convicted of that lately, you know, believing in him. Like there's more than just believing. We're meant to go out and make disciples, but we forget that. We think that heaven is a consolation prize for us, you know, believing in him. But there's just so much more to life here on earth. And I just hope to convict people to go out and make disciples and to love people, you know. And it's going to be messy, but it's going to be beautiful. And it's so exciting, you know, as the world just gets more chaotic. I'm just like, okay, Jesus, let's go. Let's go. Let's do this. So anyways, I am going to start talking about just the thing that has captured my heart and mind in the last few months and just kind of like sharing that. It makes me just like really sad, honestly. But yeah, as I go throughout this next season or whatever it may be, I just want to be able to take what the world is saying and then just shine light on, you know, scripture. And I'm just going to kind of tell my own story. And then as the season goes on, I'll just begin to give just more biblical truth. And I actually wrote a podcast on this. It's called Indoctrinated with Victimhood. And yeah, so I'm just going to go ahead and dive right on in. So I'm just going to go back to the end of May into June of 2020. That is when George Floyd died at the hands of police officers, men who are meant to keep every American safe, you know? And man, in those moments, I just remember being like utterly confused. I was confused. I was like, I don't really understand how we're in this place, you know, like where, you know, there are people who are still racist. And I just remember so many emotional conversations happening. And at this time, there wasn't really a lot of truth being shared, you know, like biblical truth, just about reconciliation and like whose we are in the image of God. And yeah, in that time, I just remember that, you know, my white friends were told to be silent, to elevate black voices. And just like looking back on that now, I just see just how, you know, like wretched that is, because it's not in separating people that, any good is made, but it's when we come together in the light of Christ and in true unity, you know, at the feet of Jesus, because that is where unity comes from. It can't come from anywhere else. That's when change will happen. But during this time, it just seemed like God was being taken out of all of it, you know, and people are fighting for racial reconciliation, and they desire for justice to be made, but it's all through things that are worldly and which are absolutely scary. So, you know, there's been a huge kick for social justice and, again, the racial reconciliation, and tools like critical race theory are being used, and intersectionality, and none of these things bring unity to the body of Christ. It's only when we look at Scripture and what Scripture has to say that we'll find unity. And I just remember just, you know, like, people, like, we have just been so forced to identify with our outward characteristics, you know, like, I am meant to identify first and foremost with my blackness, and that's false. It's absolutely false, because I identify first and foremost as a daughter, you know, in Christ, and my identity comes from Him, not the color on my skin. And for my white friends, you shouldn't identify with your whiteness. You should identify being a son or daughter of Christ. And, you know, the world is desiring this for us. And in identifying with blackness, we are often forced to believe that we are a victim, or that we are oppressed. And then in whiteness, to feel shame. And, you know, it just makes me so sad. Like, it makes me so sad, because that's not where our identity comes from. And this is a wild thought that I've had, and I haven't said it to too many people, and we're just gonna say it now. You know, like, when we focus on these things, you know, we're missing the bigger picture. None of this has to do with whiteness or blackness. It absolutely has to do with the fact that there's sin in our world. It is a fight against the people who are in Adam and the people who are in Christ. It has nothing to do with the blackness or the whiteness or the outward characteristics that we live in. And that's been a wild thought that I've had for a long time. And I know it's not too wild, because there are other people whom I have seen who really are grounded in just the Bible, in true and honest biblical theology, you know, who are saying these same things. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm not alone, you know. And I will say that, like, there was one point in my life where I believed that the intersectionality or critical race theory or socialist points of views, with the ways that they do welfare and just all of these things, I believe that was right. And I believe that was right because I went to school and I got a major in social work. And through that major, what they are pushing on people is absolutely false, and it's absolutely scary. And one of my friends and I, going through school, we would often talk about things, and it's like, oh, like, I don't, like, necessarily believe or agree with any of this, but, you know, it was being shoved down our throats by higher ed. And now we just firmly see how all of that, none of it points to Christ, you know, like, we were fed the worldview that, you know, like, Karl Marx was a great person to, you know, like, follow after. And I believed these things. I believed it. And when we just, like, look at who Karl Marx is and just, like, what he portrayed and, like, what he didn't believe in, you know, God. He was actually an atheist. So it's just, like, when we study these things and actually look at where they come from and, like, who started them, we will very quickly see that it doesn't line up with Scripture. So in the last maybe eight months of my life, I've been unlearning a lot of this. And I it's so crazy that I even believed any of it for a second, you know. But I mean, my mom reminded me that just like in those college years, I, you know, like I was still like finding myself in learning the word, you know. And now I very clearly see just how false all of it is, and it breaks my heart. And I'm okay with being called crazy for not believing any of these things, you know. So yeah, I mean, just going through school and believing all of that, and then in the last 8 or so months just debunking all of it with scripture, I'm like, okay, God, like this is what you've called me to. And like I just see very clearly what it is that our world is believing, and how it just causes so much chaos. And, you know, it makes me really, really sad. So I'm sure in future episodes, I will just dive more into that stuff. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's so crazy. So just to, I guess, I don't know if I want to like wrap this up or like keep going, but as you can probably tell, I do not agree with what the world is pushing on us. I don't agree with a systemic racism. I just don't see that within our culture today, because I have the same opportunities as, you know, like my white counterparts, if we're looking at outward aesthetics. I heard it put that way a few weeks ago, and I was like, you know, that's great. I love that way of saying that. But if we wanted to say that there were economic, you know, injustices, that would be a little bit different, you know. But I do not believe that there is systemic racism in the current culture and climate that we live in today. I absolutely believe that that idea is false, and it's leading a lot of people astray. And you know, like I was always taught to go out and, you know, like I guess fight for what I wanted, or not necessarily fight, but put myself in a place where I could learn and grow and, you know, be able to do things that I want to do. I will not let a victimhood mentality hold me back from going out and doing what the Lord has called me to. And the more that we focus on outward aesthetics, the more that we are limited, because, you know, God doesn't work in and throughout our lives, our friends' lives, or the world by outward aesthetics. He works based off of the heart in His goodness. So if there's something that the Lord wants to do, He would do it. And it doesn't matter what we look like on the outside, it matters what's in our heart. So I firmly disagree with that, again, within our current climate. And yeah, I mean, even right now, like as I'm networking, just to give a real-time example, I am networking and I am making a way, you know, in allowing the Lord to move through my life to bring people for me to network with. And, you know, if I believed in this victimhood mentality, I don't think that I would have as many opportunities as I've had in the last few weeks, to network and, you know, talk with people, to, you know, move further in what the Lord has called me to. So again, you know, like it just, that worldview, it's false. And that's just my own personal experience that's happening, you know, right now. I could probably go on and on. But yes, I don't agree with that. And it really scares me. And one of my friends just this past week asked me in all humility how can I say that I just don't agree with that? And I'm going to grab a notebook because I wrote down a really solid point over this past weekend that I want to share. Okay, I don't have the notebook. I am sorry. I thought I had it. No solid point. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I mean, just to just keep going on with that, again, it makes me really sad, the propaganda that, you know, the world is using to make people fall into these traps. And I'm just in a place where I'm like, okay, Jesus, like, I want you to be known above all of this, you know, and he's really equipping me to do that. And, you know, I recently have just been so excited, you know, to offend people with the gospel, because if I'm doing that, I know that I'm doing something good. And that's all that I desire. And that it makes me so excited. So yeah, I mean, we are all called to, you know, call people higher and just share the gospel with them. So again, I'm super excited to just like do that, you know, through the podcast and then, just like in life this year, as I'm not spending so much time on social media, you know, and creating for social media. Sorry. Hey friends, as you can tell, that was a really hard cut, on that last part, because I was just starting to dive into things that I honestly want to spend some more time to think about if I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. So I just went ahead and cut it off. So I just wanted to share John 1:5 with us. And it says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not extinguish it." Man, this last year, you know, just looking at all of the turmoil and things that have happened, it could be really easy to let the darkness consume us because, you know, it's all around. But truly, sitting in Christ, dwelling with Him, finding joy, it's a choice. And it's a choice that we have to make on the daily. So I just wanted to share that with you. Because there's just no way that the darkness can extinguish the goodness of our God. He is so much greater than anything and everything that we'll see in the world. I have never been just so convicted of that, you know, like just the thought that like He's just so much better. And I think it took a year, like 2020 and the year before that, a year like 2019 for me to just truly see that. And I like the joy that I have, like it's just truly from Him and just like living this life. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you and just kind of wrap up this podcast episode. I thank you for listening. I'm excited to be back. Expect a podcast episode in 2 weeks from today. I love you dearly, friend. Again, send in any questions or anything like that. Share this podcast episode with a friend if you would so like. I love having conversations with people and just hearing how they're thinking about things and how we can move forward, you know, what does the word say about certain things. And yeah, so I'm excited to just walk out this season with you. It's going to be so good, and God is just so gracious and so kind, and I will ramble forever if I don't cut this off. So I'm going to stop now. You're awesome. Bye.